BBC Audio presents Doctor Who Scratchman, written and read by Tom Baker.
Book One, The Long Night, Beginning of Fear. The Time Lord was late. He was in trouble. And he'd been summoned to the Convocation of Oblivion to account for his actions. His august peers had gathered in a tall tower, in a tall city, to hear one of his tall stories. "He's going to say he saved the universe again," huffed one to another, running a finger round his stiff collar. "It's still where we left it, isn't it?" his friends sneered. He'd been a junior archivist for 3,000 years, and in his experience the universe continued much as it always had done.
"As if that's enough to stop him," hissed his friend,
looking around at a crowd of collared lords, buzzing like angry wasps woken from a nap. "Always gets out of punishment by claiming to have snatched existence from the jaws of something or other, and yet..." The archivist cast his eyes up at the endless universe, twinkling beyond the skies. "You don't see the stars going out, do you?" "No doubt he'd claim that was down to him," huffed a revered Time Lady. They all laughed, little laughs, as dry as toast. Burnt toast. "We're in for a load of nonsense and braggadocio," she continued. She was put out that she'd been disturbed from her hobby of collecting dust. "But I don't see him getting off so easily this time." These were the Time Lords of the planet Gallifrey, and they were the most powerful creatures ever to exist. They were waiting for the renegade to enter, to confess his crimes. This time he had gone too far, and they were going to put a stop to him, finally and forever. A hush fell over the room, the hush of a guillotine sensing the tumbril roll near. A light stamped down onto the stage, and a figure staggered into the beam, pinned there like a butterfly. A zero nun left her seat in the front row, striding up to the renegade, and bowed to him with exaggerated courtesy. "Have you anything to say for yourself?"
"Good evening," I said, through gritted teeth.
I was in trouble. As my brain adjusted to the pounding intensity of the bright light, I tried to work out what to say to them. My people allowed me to go wandering in the universe, tinkering here and there, but occasionally they called me to account for my actions, normally when I'd overstepped the mark for some trifle or another. "Your recent actions endangered the entire universe," the Zero Nun informed me. Yes, something trivial like that. The crowd seethed. There was a hunger to them. They were a bloodthirsty bunch. "Come now, have you nothing to say for yourself?" Her tone was coaxing, as if she was speaking to a sulking, backward child. There was the exact sound of 1,000 Time Lords leaning forward on their benches, waiting.
Waiting for me to fall.
"Well, Doctor," the nun pressed, "we are offering you a chance to account for your action. Surely..." And she baited her trap with honey. "Surely, Doctor, you can't have meant to put us all in danger. We've allowed you certain freedoms, and you can't have intended to repay us with such recklessness, can you now?" "Well," I began. I had something to say, of course I did. It just wasn't what they were expecting. "You will allow me to speak freely?" "But of course." The Zero Nun smiled like a haunted tree. "No doubt you'll have an excellent explanation. After all, I'm sure I vouch for all of us when I say we'd hate to wipe you from existence." My audience nodded sanctimoniously, all the time sharpening their knives. "Come now, Doctor," the Zero Nun prompted. "Let's get to the bottom of this together." "All right," I told her. "But in order to do so, I need to teach you about fear."
"Fear?"
She blinked. That got her. "Yes." I addressed the entire chamber. "You see, even the Time Lord..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?